This is JIS News. Coming up, United States pledges $70 million to boost education and training in Latin America and the Caribbean. Jamaica and U.S. committed to strengthening cooperation, and Caribbean Energy Security Initiative expected to transform the region's electricity sector. The news in detail after this message.
Don't wait. Vaccinate.
Measles is a highly contagious disease that kills and is now a threat to countries worldwide.
Children who are not fully immunized against measles can get the disease and put us all at risk.
Parents and guardians,
take your children to the nearest health center for the free measles vaccine.
Remember to take along your child's immunization card or child health development passport.
Let's keep Jamaica measles free.
For more information, contact the Ministry of Health at moh.gov.jm.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
Now the news. The United States government has committed a total of $70 million to boost education, training, and employment programs for young people throughout Latin America and the Caribbean. This was disclosed by U.S. President Barack Obama on Thursday while addressing 350 youth leaders in sports, entrepreneurship, politics, religion, and other fields in Jamaica and the Caribbean at the University of the West Indies Mona campus. President Obama says the investment will assist young people in impoverished and marginalized communities.
These investments will help young people in unemployed and impoverished and marginalized communities, give them a chance to gain the skills they need to compete and succeed in the 21st century economy.
Jamaica's performance under the current extended fund facility with the International Monetary Fund, IMF, was among several issues discussed on Thursday as Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller held bilateral talks with U.S. President Barack Obama. The president, who arrived in Jamaica on Wednesday, expressed support for Jamaica's ongoing economic reform program, as well as efforts to strengthen governance and the rule of law. He says matters pertaining to energy and climate change were also discussed and would take center stage when he met with CARICOM leaders later that day.
One area that we've spent a lot of time focusing on and we'll discuss further with the other CARICOM leaders is the area of energy, where oftentimes people of the Caribbean, despite having less resources, are paying significantly higher prices for energy. And if we can lower those costs through the development of clean energy and increased energy efficiency, we could unleash, I think, a whole host of additional investment and growth.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller says Jamaica and the U.S. have committed to strengthening their cooperation in the areas of security, human resource development, and trade. She says other areas of deliberation centered on regional and hemispheric developments, including relations with Cuba and expectations for the upcoming Summit of the Americas.
We also discussed strengthening our cooperation in the areas of security and human resource development. We explored additional ways of improving our trade and economic relations, energy security, and renewable energy.
Mrs. Simpson Miller was addressing journalists following a bilateral meeting with President Obama at the office of the Prime Minister Thursday. And the United States president has stressed the importance of the Caribbean Energy Security Initiative, CESI, noting that it is expected to transform the region's electricity sector. The initiative was launched in 2014 by U.S. Vice President Joe Biden. President Obama, in a statement Thursday prior to the start of a bilateral meeting with CARICOM heads at the University of the West Indies regional headquarters, pointed out that Caribbean countries have one of the highest energy costs in the world. He says the CESI aims to help move the region towards more affordable energy.
Today we're announcing new partnerships, including a new fund to mobilize private investment in clean energy projects in the Caribbean and in Central America. And I'm confident that given the commitment of the CARICOM countries and the U.S. commitment, that this is an issue in which we can make great strides over the short term and even greater strides over the long term.
President Obama, who arrived in Jamaica on April 8, departed the island April 9 for Panama City for the 6th Summit of the Americas. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.